Okay.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their site. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right back to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. We'll talk to Erica in Rhode Island. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Erica. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was watching the Spanish news station here on Univision earlier, and I was wondering if any of you had heard of this. Apparently, good old Chavez down in Venezuela has decided to put a ban on Coca-Cola Zero.
Coke
it is now
Zero?
Legal. What?
Coke Zero, okay.
Yeah, Coke Zero. It's now, like, they've apparently been scrambling to get it out of vending machines and everything because it's apparently been banned due to health reasons.
What is the health reason? It's a zero-calorie drink, so is there some sort of nasty sweetener in it or something like that?
They haven't really officially said anything about it, but I'm guessing it's because of the natural, the artificial sweetener they put in it. It's admittedly not good for you. But
is it aspartame that they use in Coke Zero, or is it the
Splenda? Or
Splenda.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to have to research that in particular because I know it's a new product, so they may be using Splenda. But now, does Venezuela grow sugarcane? Because I know Cuba does, and I can't say that I'm an expert on the Latin American world.
I'd imagine so. I mean, my family's Colombian, and Colombia grows sugarcane, and Venezuela's right there next door, so.
It could be just a move by, the guy in charge of the government to, essentially cut out people that aren't using his product.
Well, maybe he really likes Pepsi. It's a privilege of being one of the head bureaucrats, right? You can, on your whim, you can, in a socialist country like that, or where you're essentially a dictator, on a whim, you can just ban the products you don't like to promote the competition, right?
I had a Coke Zero the other day, and it tasted less like Coke to me than Coke, so ban it!
Yeah, from what I've heard, Venezuela is not the greatest place to be. I mean, we have our tenant in our house who we're renting out a room to make some money. He's from Venezuela. And he apparently has, from what I understand, the only people left, most of the people left in Venezuela are very poor people because that would be Chavez's base. Because everyone with money was, they taxed the crap out of them and they got the hell out of there.
Yeah, great points tonight. Erica, any other thoughts?
No, that'd be about it.
Thanks for the call. And when you get a chance, head over to the Shrine of Female Listeners, and we'd love to have you up there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231.
It reminds me of California when she said everyone who had any money is getting out of there. That's happening rapidly over there, too.
Well, I saw a story about a businessman in New York who, since they're increasing the taxes pretty dramatically there, he has basically said, I'm going to just register all my businesses and my car and everything like that down in Florida, and I'm going to save $13,000 a day from doing that stuff.
Like, a day?
Like just moving his business or whatever officially to Florida from New York is going to save him that kind of money.
Who's that golfer that's really famous?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, thank you. Yeah, since he got a $40 million contract or something, he suddenly lived in Florida, even though he's spending an awful lot of time in California.
Coke Zero does, in fact, contain aspartame.
There you have it. 1-800-259-9231 to Ken in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Ken.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ken?
Every once in a while, somebody brings up the idea that somehow we're free. And, you know, we live in a free country, and the way it works is we're free, and then the principled libertarian says, hell no, we're not free. And then the person who says we're free says, well, yeah, but compared to everywhere else, we're free. And what I want to elucidate here is the trap of considering choice freedom. Many people are very familiar with Milton Friedman and his series Free to Choose. And in essence, the Chicago School of Economists kind of draw a parallel between choice and freedom and pretty much consider them equal. Whereas if you look at the Austrian school, they look at at Better Freedom, which is a real freedom that's actually people being free as opposed to have a lot of choices. And a couple days ago, you guys were arguing on the show about, well, are we free? And, you know, Mark thinks we're free, I guess.
And hey, I think we're freer than some.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and I just want to elucidate that choice is not freedom. We have choices. We have slaves have choices, but we have more choices.
What are you talking about? You can choose Democrat or Republican. You don't feel free?
What's that?
You can choose Democrat or Republican, and you don't feel free?
Right, exactly. That's the point. Slaves have choices. So choice is not the same thing as freedom. Granted, if you had all your choices, you would be free, but we don't have all our choices, so we're not free.
I'd take more choices over fewer choices, won't you?
More choices, good. But when you try to say, here's the trap. When people try to use government to give us more choices, they usually don't make us more free.
Oh, yeah, I agree that anytime you leave something to the
guests.
It's like a free speech zone. They tell you, they give you a free speech zone, like they've granted you something. Within this area, you have free speech. But what you should be looking at is go, wait a minute, that means that outside the area, I don't. You just took away freedom. You didn't give it to me.
And that's why I brought up Milton Friedman and the choice and the Chicago school gang, because their embrace of more choices, often through government, puts us in that trap, and I just want people to realize that choice is not freedom. Often choice comes with freedom, but when you ask government to give us more choice, it's rarely going to give you more freedom.
Yeah, well, it's an important distinction. I don't even know if government could give you more choices. I mean, if you think about it, all government can do is really constrict and restrict, and so by taking more, in order for government to do more, whether it's have another government program or expand a government program, they have to take money by force, by threat of force, out of the productive economy, away from productive people, and then allocate it in the way that the government thinks is best, which seems to be it seems to me that on the whole, that process is going to result in fewer choices available in the marketplace.
I agree. However, the way they do it, typically they like to talk about the consumer. And of course, you know, the idea of a consumer is bogus in the first place, because aside from those people that truly are government wards of the state, we're all producers and consumers.
That's a good point.
We're wards of someone else. And so the concept of the consumer is bogus. But typically what they like to do is they like to say they're going to let the consumer have more choices. Like, for example, they're going to let us all have health care by requiring us all to have health care of the types of rules that they will require the health care companies to provide the care with.
But I don't see that as improving choice,
The government getting into health care limited choices up to this point, because half of every health care dollar at this point is spent by the government. Mm-hmm. So to say that we have a free market in health care is absolutely ludicrous.
Right.
And the government restricts...
they will continue to make it worse.
Right. They have all kinds of restrictions in the health care industry, it's the system that we have now that limits people from having health care. And a lot of people would just like the choice of having one health care provider and let it be crappy. Like, they'd rather have crappy than nothing, which is what a lot of people feel they have, even though they could probably go to emergency rooms because the government has regulated emergency rooms and forced them to provide free care to people. But, you know, people would prefer to have the right to go. So the government created the problem, and now people want the government to solve the problem. That's really silly.
That's the process.
And I'm considering more and more that the government created rights, too.
Yeah, the government gives you
your
rights.
In order to deprive us of liberties.
Interesting observations tonight, Ken. I thank you for them. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is, and I realize he wasn't saying this, but if government ever gave people choices, then we could look at the places around the world that have the most government, and you can see that the choices are very limited.
The choices stink.
Look at North Korea.
And when you compare, when you talk about, well, we're freer than other places, in certain aspects, you can find probably areas where we're freer, and... But you can also look at the fact that we lock up more people than any other country. Does that mean we're the freest country? You can look at the we have a whole lot of corporatism in America that milks our economy and harms our economy. So we have a lot of hidden taxes that way. So I don't even know if we're economically that much free.
I like how he's distinguishing the difference between choice and freedom. You either have freedom or you don't. Otherwise, all you have is the difference in choices. It's an interesting viewpoint. And I like it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. One group of people that have fewer choices now are poker players. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Honest Resources. June 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 945.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 972.37, 486.18 for a half ounce, and 243.09 for a quarter ounce. That's 972.37, 486.18, and 243.09.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Wiki, the archives, all free at freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy making your own tools, doing your own repairs, constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, join James Ballyhoo at PaladinPodcast.com to learn what's new in his survival book, Makeshift Workshop Skills for Survival and Self-Reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at PaladinPress.com on topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPress.com, and the podcast is at PaladinPodcast.com.
So the story is out of the AP, where an advocacy group for online poker said Tuesday the federal government has frozen more than $30 million in the accounts of payment processors that handle the winnings of thousands of online poker players. The Justice Department long has maintained that internet gambling is illegal. A view the poker group challenges. That would be the Poker Players Alliance telling the Associated Press the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York instructed three banks, Citibank, Goldwater Bank, and Alliance Bank of Arizona, to freeze the accounts. And as we've said before on this show, if you've got a bank account and if you want to live in society, most people have to have one, don't expect your bank to ever stand up for you when the feds come a-calling or the states or whoever it is comes calling.
They just don't.
They aren't. They exist at the behest of the federal government, and whatever it is the feds say or the state agents say, they will do.
So, banks are just this side of the government. They're like dealing with a public utility.
I tell you, I'm trying to deal with them less and less and less and have as much as possible of my assets as hard assets and some sort or another, maybe precious metals. Get your stuff out of the bank. Use them as little as possible.
I was just looking at this chart last night, and it was on the percentage change of the amount of the printing of the monetary base, and it looked like a cliff. You know, the right hand side of the graph was just straight up. In the last year, they've just printed so much money, and that has to have an effect on inflation. It's going to have an effect.
That is inflation.
Right. On the increase of prices, and the fact is your Federal Reserve notes, your dollar bills, are going to become less and less.
Just to point out, I don't know if it's been clear, inflation is an increase in the money supply. Prices tend to increase as a result of inflation. It's a side effect of it. It's an effect of inflation. It is not inflation. Raising prices is not inflation.
Prices can change for other reasons, but when you're seeing across the board price increases, there's a good likelihood that's why.
But at the same time,
Mark, the way to hedge against that is to buy gold and silver now.
Didn't LouRockwell.com point out at one point, and maybe it's changed at this time, I don't follow the money trail too closely myself, but didn't they point out that there's also a lot of deflation going on? So while on one hand they may be printing out a bunch of money, on the other hand, those loans that are getting closed out and all of that, that's money that's disappearing from the system. So there's
maybe
deflation going on, too.
That actually makes sense. I mean, people are defaulting on loans and things like that, and they're trying to make up for that, and they may very well be, doing that. The rate they're printing money is insane right now. So it's very possible. I think there's still, like, in certain areas in particular, you're looking at probably more deflation. I think that I suspect, for instance, that the housing market is bottoming out now and may not go much lower as they're starting to do all kinds of mechanisms to stop it. But what's going to happen, I think, is the commercial market is lagging a little bit behind the residential housing market. So, I think it's probably going to be coming up on a really good time to invest in commercial properties and things like that. So,
very good. We'll continue the story here from the AP, where documents obtained show a magistrate judge in the district issued a seizure warrant last week for an account at a Wells Fargo bank in San Francisco, and the federal prosecutor told the Alliance Bank to freeze the accounts. In a letter dated Friday and faxed to the bank, the prosecutor said accounts held by payment processor Allied Systems Incorporated are subject to seizure and forfeiture because they constitute property involved in money laundering transactions and illegal gambling offenses. Another letter faxed that same day. They say the bank asked the banks to treat the funds as legally seized by the FBI, saying that the government has probable cause that the gambling payments of U.S. residents have been directed to offshore illegal internet gambling businesses. The FBI has the authority to seize proceeds of specified unlawful activity without a warrant under exigent circumstances, according to their agents. In addition, a grand jury, did you know that? All you have to do is just say, hey, we're in a rush. We don't need a warrant. In addition, a grand jury subpoena issued last week seeks communications, financial transactions, and processing services between the company and internet gambling operations. They also seek corporate records and bank accounts. So
I guess your money doesn't count when it comes to the Fifth Amendment and them being required to have
I guess what they would point out is it's not your money.
Yeah.
They would say it's theirs.
It's the government's money. It's got their pictures on it.
Yep. So that, of course, is resulting in a lot of people having a tough time. There was one story about a gambler. I don't know if it's in this story. I saw a couple of different ones about this. I guess one gambler had a $10,000 check that he had, that he was expecting. And, you know, when you get a check from a company, it seems like a legitimate thing. You think you're going to be able to cash it. He tried to cash this check, found out that it wasn't cashing, and then ended up discovering that, oh, well, the feds raided the account. So when they wrote the check, it was a good check. And had the feds not come in and stolen his money from him, or frozen it, which is the same thing, then he would have been able to collect his winnings. Now,
it's so silly that people can't go online and gamble if that's what they want to do.
You can. You just have to work around it.
Right.
There are certain laws in place that make it a little more difficult. Now.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, why should the government be making it difficult? At the very, very, very least, they could tax it.
Well, the reason they're doing that, Mark, is because of the Good Old Boys Network, at least as I understand it. There are certain entities, the casinos in Vegas, and Atlantic City, the Indian casinos around the country. There are certain established interests that really don't want people online gambling. I mean, if you've got people...
They don't want to compete with it. Yeah.
Right. You've got people that are addicted to gambling. They need to get their fix somewhere. These gambling casinos want them leaving their home to come to the casino so they can buy their alcohol and their cigars and cigarettes and pump money into their tables and their machines. Whereas if all you have to do to gamble, to feed that addiction of needing to gamble, which I'm not saying all gamblers have this, but there are certainly people that do. If it's easier to feed the addiction, they're just going to feed it at home. So if they can just sit down behind the computer screen and do their gambling there, especially if they're trying to hide it, like from a wife or a husband or something like that, you want to hide it from your significant other. And if you were trying to leave the house in order to hide your gambling addiction, then that might be a little more difficult. You'd have to make up excuses for where you're going and things like that. Whereas if you're just on the computer, no big deal. I mean, you just control alt tab over to another window or something like that.
Spend all day on the computer.
Yeah. So would Laura know if you were going to gambling websites?
She'd
know because of the credit card bills.
Yeah, right. Like I have money. I haven't had money in years.
But my point being is, if it's more convenient, then people will do what's convenient. A lot of people will. Some people still want the experience of going to the casino, obviously. But
casinos are kind of neat places.
Seems to me that the casinos would be one of the major factors behind any sort of anti-internet gambling bill. So 20,000 player accounts were affected, but his group has received assurances from the online poker sites that the players would be fully compensated. I'm not sure how they're going to go about doing that with the feds keeping an eye on things. How are they going to move that money around and get it to those players if they're being watched? Maybe I'm just not on the inside of these things. Don't know how it works. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So, again, it's good to be the gang. You get to just take people's money out of their bank accounts, and the bankers will just do whatever you tell them to. Sweet deal. 800-259-9231. But it's not stealing when they do it, right?
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those, including our Facebook page. We've got the Free Talk Live Facebook fan group. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists. Then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. This is a great idea and a great way to... You know, you're going to buy freedom-oriented books anyway. You might as well buy the ones that everyone else is buying and drive them up the charts so that other people are exposed to them through the bestseller lists.
Leveraging the power of the Internet to help promote great liberty-oriented
books.
And
I was thinking this Internet thing was just going to be a fad.
Yeah, kind of like the Free State Project. Just a fad. Going to drop off the map sometime soon. It's all going to burn out. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue to talk about confiscation. The confiscation that went on that we were just discussing is the $30 million in players' funds that was stolen by the federal government and I think it was the state of New York from poker players who had engaged in online internet poker, internet gambling, and they just had their stuff stolen from them. And that's what you can do if you're in the government. You get to go and take things from people, whether that's their car or their home or their cash. You get to take them, and all you have to do is just label it something different besides stealing. Eminent domain.
Let's be clear that the people that are taking it, the government agents that are taking it, they're not keeping the stuff. By and large,
well,
it happens, certainly, that they do keep the stuff. But
asset forfeiture, there's plenty of things that they get out of that they personally benefit from.
Well, not personally. They drive around the vehicles and things like that.
Oh, no,
and they're
personally.
And they're getting salaries that they know very well are being supported by that stolen money.
Yes.
So they're being paid. They're like, you know, it's like you may as well pay someone to go and collect from... Pay Guido to go and bust someone's kneecaps to collect a loan payment for the mafia. You know, you're being paid to go do something. You're not getting the money yourself, but you certainly know that your salary is dependent on that stolen money.
There's that, and then there's also the perks. Let's leave out, Mark, the fact that in the war on drugs, with the asset forfeiture laws that they have, they can stop you, pull you over. If you've got a stack of $5,000 next to you, they can take that. They can hold a form out to you, as they've done down in Bradenton, Florida, and I think they're also doing a little town in Texas, probably all over the place. We just haven't heard about it. They hand you an asset forfeiture form and say, well, look, you know what, we'll withhold charges if you'll just sign this form, and we'll just take this away, and we'll let you go. So they get $5,000, you get a piece of paper with your signature on it, and you get to drive away. So what do you think happens to that $5,000? Well, it doesn't all get reported. You know, $1,000 of it will get reported. It won't get reported at all.
In the specific instances, it's that certainly happens.
It happens more often
time.
Than you know. More often than you know. So we could just put that aside and then go on what Dale was saying, that not only are their salaries paid by, in many ways, this asset forfeiture helps promote their salaries and continue to keep them there. It helps get them the benefits that they have. That money, I'm sure, ends
job
up
security.
Making it makes it into the pension packages, because they take that money in and they invest that stuff. These governments have huge investment funds. Most local, state, and even the feds, these governments around the country have these CAFRs, comprehensive annual financial reports, that you can look at. You can look and see what their funds are like. They take your money and invest it, and then they retire on that later on down the line. Plus, we've all seen how wasteful government is. Whether it's the story that we had the one time about the military guys just shoving tools off the side of an aircraft carrier so they could order new tools the next year. Mm. You know that same stuff happens in the government bureaucracies, where it's not the military. They're just sitting around in office. Hey, guys, we got this budget. Let's order some brand new laptops. What do we do with these old laptops? Well, you can just take them home.
I don't know what they do with them. They may give them to charitable organizations, whatever it is they choose to do with them.
They take care of themselves first.
But they have to use up their budget. Otherwise, their budget will be diminished by the amount they don't use the next year.
Need a new leather chair for the office? You can take the other one home. No problem. Enjoy.
And that is essentially, that is a big problem with it, is that it is, there's this disconnect. You know, you have this, a branch or whatever, who knows their budget's going to go down if they don't spend more. And so, of course, that's part of the reason why governments always grow and they don't shrink.
The whole idea of, you get, as a government person, as a government agent, you have the ability to just steal things. You have the ability to do all of this horrible, these horrible acts to your fellow man, and you get to just pawn it off, saying, well, it's my job, and it's not stealing when we do it because, well, the people voted for this, this is what they wanted. And I have to say that I don't know if that even applies to most people. Did most people want to get pulled over for speeding and fined hundreds of dollars? Do most people really want to be treated that way? I find it hard to believe, and I know for a fact that if you talk to the homeschooling people, they will tell you that they don't want to be treated the way they're being treated, especially over in California, where they're working towards outlawing homeschooling. I don't know how close they are toward it, but the story I have is out of the UK.
If we're going to talk about homeschooling, I had an interesting conversation. During the day, I make telephone calls to all different kinds of people, trying to get advertisements for Free Talk Live. And in this particular instance, it was a woman who was in New Jersey working at an ad agency. Very nice lady. Have talked to her a great deal. And kind of through the conversation about me going to the New Media Seminar, we got talking about her politics and what she believed.
Uh-oh.
I'd kept myself very neutral and didn't talk to her about what I believe.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, and this is the unfortunate thing that it's unfortunate you've got to be like this in the advertising business, but it's not my job to talk to her about politics. It's my job to sell her ads.
Sure.
So somewhere in the conversation, essentially her statement was homeschoolers, she considers them all Unabombers.
That's crazy.
That was the statement.
What did you say to that? Oh,
something similar to that. I'm like, really?
So which package did you want? Wow.
What do you do with that?
Yeah. Not the homeschooled kids I've ever met. They're the most mild-mannered, kind, well-behaved children. Not that I've met a whole lot of them, but the few that I've met have been very well-behaved.
I think most people, all they know is the education that they grew up with and that they are sending their kids to, and they just, I think in their minds, that's what keeps society stable, is they're all put through this indoctrination process.
I think to some extent, I believe that to be true, that it does keep society stable, homogenous, and that's a problem.
Right.
And that I do agree sort of with what this woman's saying, is that, you know, they send you through government school and beat the crap out of your will. And then if it's not entirely beaten out by the time you're sending your kids in, they beat the rest of it out as the parent. You know, I mean, because so it's not like you have a choice. You can be involved in your kid's education at the parents teacher conference. But if you really have something you want your child to learn and want them taught in the public school, and it's not on their curriculum, you're not going to get it. Yep. You could just be involved in what they are being taught. So,
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, stable in the sense of it makes you incredibly obedient. That's the biggest thing they're teaching you, is blind obedience more than anything else in a public school, and teach you to live in this very structured manner, and telling you what's going to make you happy, telling you the goals that you should have when you grow up, and conformity. And they're crushing Cuba, creativity and will. Yeah,
Cuba's been stable for the last 40 years. I mean, stability.
No wealth creation.
Stability is overrated.
Stability by itself is the number one factor for a countries making money. But I think that's what I've seen in some of these reports. But you know, I look at it and I'm like, well, yeah, certainly unstable countries, it would be very difficult to make money. But when I start,
it's not to say that we wouldn't get better stability through more freedom, because I think you also have a much more dynamic and adaptive market that isn't restricted. I mean, I can't even imagine how much wealth we aren't producing because of all the restrictions on our, not just on our markets, but on our personalities from these schools and from our creativity.
Yeah, the wealth drain is incalculable. I know Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book Healing Our World, just estimates, based on the regulations and the taxes that we're paying and obeying, that it's probably at least 8 times as much wealth that could be created within weeks of dropping all of those regulations and taxes, just really quick. Anyway, more on the way here. Homeschoolers in the UK are under attack. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to nevergetbusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to nevergetbusted.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net, American Free Press. the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will at that point go to Free Talk Live. Doesn't matter if you're buying used items to save a few bucks or brand new with free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items. We will get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, in the past on this program, we've talked about the line in the sand. At what point will you have had enough of government control over your life? What will it take? How much tyranny will you accept in your life before you're willing to stand up and do something about it? And I mean do more than just talk about it. Because it's great that if you're talking with people about liberty, that's great. That's something. It counts. But it's not going to do anything immediately to put a stop to the advance of the forces of darkness, if you will, the evil that government perpetrates in the name of supposedly doing good. So you have to ask yourself, do you have a line in the sand? If not, that's okay. Most people don't. Most people have never really thought about it before. Well, what would I do? Well, you can see all of these things going on around you, but until the government really comes crashing in on your life, it just isn't a priority for people. And that bugs me, because I think people should be concerned about the liberties of their neighbors and their friends. As Pastor Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the communists, and then they came for the trade unionists. And, you know, now they're coming for the Muslims, and they're coming for the immigrants and the drug dealers and all that. So if they're
coming from the guy down the street, too.
Yeah.
It's in a lot of cases you're talking about code violations, right? Or, you know, just all kinds of different things.
A 72-year-old woman was tased on the side of the road just the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the insanity continues, and there's story after story of government around this country hurting people, hurting innocent people. And you'd think that would be enough. Like, if you saw enough of those stories, you'd snap and you'd say, that's it. I can't take this anymore. My fellow man is being treated awfully, and I am not going to put up with it. But it's not usually enough. Usually they have to come in on you. So I have to ask, what is your line in the sand? Would this be it? Now, think about this one, Mark. You're going to homeschool Jack, your son who is just over 1 year old at this point, right?
Yeah,
over 1 year. And so you're planning on homeschooling him. And there are certain homeschooling regulations that do apply, I think, in this particular state here in New Hampshire.
I imagine every state has some level of regulation.
I don't know what they are, but I imagine most homeschooling parents will jump through whatever those hoops are, because homeschooling their kids is important enough to where they're willing to jump through whatever hoops the government has put up so they can avoid putting their kid in the government school to get the government indoctrination. So if they have to jump through some hoops, to them it seems like probably a small price to pay. But once that price continues getting larger and larger, you have to ask yourself, when will you say, no, I'm not going to obey? Would this be the point? For the first time, all parents, this is according to the Telegraph in the UK, for the first time, all parents will be forced to register their children with local councils. Extra support will also be made available as part of significantly strengthened guidelines to regulate education for up to 50,000 under 16-year-olds in the country of England. The move to be unveiled shortly by Graham Badman, that's his last name, former director of education at Kent Council, will be strongly resisted by parents' groups who insist it represents an unprecedented infringement on family life. One parent insisted closer scrutiny was downright insulting, as children were safer at home than at school. So parents, it says here all parents will be forced to register their children, which is really disturbing. It would be disturbing enough if it were just homeschooling parents. But Ed Balls, the children's secretary, said his review is based on the need to strike the right balance between two important principles. Giving parents the right, there's the whole idea that governments give rights, which of course is nonsense. Giving parents the right to decide how and where their children should be educated, and ensuring that every child gets the education they need to help them fulfill their potential. Now, Graham recommends action to address the very small number of cases where homeschooled children have suffered harm because safeguarding concerns were either not picked up or addressed urgently. In comments, it sparked a furious row, and that's British for fight. Baroness Morgan, the children's minister, said it was needed because in some extreme cases, home education could be used as a cover for abuse. Now, what do you think the government people would consider an abusive situation to homeschooled kids? Maybe if you were teaching them, to be self-sufficient and reliant on yourself and believe that the government is hurting people, that could be considered abusive, right?
I think abuse is what the public education system is doing to the kids.
Well,
yeah.
We know that the judges have stepped in when parents say that, you know, they believe that some sort of medicine is, it's counter to their religion. So
right.
They'll step in and they'll say that Johnny's got to take the chemotherapy treatments, or often seems to have to do with cancer. And, of course, the parents believe that you can, pray to God and shake a dead chicken over the kid or whatever it is that they're going to do to fix the situation. I don't know what the best scenario is everywhere, but I think that the parents are the best ones to choose in that circumstance. The child, I think, certainly should have some kind of say, but some bureaucrat, some unsuccessful lawyer that went to the right cocktail parties who now has to wear a dress for a living, that guy, he's not qualified to say.
Parents have to inform councils. This is how it is right now in the UK. Parents have to inform councils if they pull their sons or daughters out of school, though they can avoid paperwork altogether if the children have never been in school. That's a good idea, by the way. If you're going to have kids, don't tell the government about it. The review will outline plans for compulsory registration for all children, including those moving between local authority areas. It would give councils power to monitor whether children were being kept safe. So not only do you have to register your child, just like a car, just like a boat.
That's what I was going to say. The minute I hear that word about a person, chills go down my spine.
Yeah.
And why isn't that the case for more people? I mean, how is it that people can be so comfortable using this language and not feel like that's going to shock everyone?
Because
and you realize that
our language
has been corrupted, basically.
If they have a registration system, that means they've got a database. If they've got a database system, that means they have the ability to red flag, children in this system.
Well,
if you, for whatever reason, get your child red flagged in this system, you are screwed.
Well, they already have been building that, and I think it's already out there, that system where every child is supposed to be inside this government system where teachers and doctors and various different people have access to it, and they can write whatever kind of notes in the system that they want. And so it's very well possible that someone might look at you and say they don't like you, they don't like something about you, and so write something in that
system.
You're
a Unabomber.
And then all of a sudden you've got a caseworker showing up at your house saying, Mr. Edge, we have some concerned parties that maybe they're worried that little Jack is being abused, so we're just going to check around here in your home real quick, going to have a quick interview with you and your wife, and just no problems here. We're just going to look around. You don't mind, do you? Okay, we're coming in.
Yeah, no, so, no, you're not.
Yeah, well,
most people will this just let them in because they've been taught to be obedient to authority figures.
Had this conversation with my wife. I'm entirely clear. There, you know, no one from Child Protective Services is allowed in this house without a warrant.
That's smart. I wish other people were as smart as that.
They're there to find problems, you know. And I saw from the local gun attorney Evan Knappen put up a thing on his Facebook, and it was it's really difficult to explain on air, but it was basically a graph, and it was two circles, and it was and then a third circle set on top of it, which, you know, the two circles were people who talk to the police, people don't talk to the police. And then the third circle, which encompassed far more of the people who talk to the police section than the people who don't talk, said it was, people who talk to the police, people who go to jail. Ba-boom. So yeah. Far more people that go to jail
talk to the police
than the ones that don't.
Yeah, twice now, just people, police or some other person for some other bureaucrat has come to our door and we just didn't answer.
And they went away.
It blew over. That's the way to do it.
If they're going to come in, they're going to come in, exactly. Whether you answer the door or not. So the education groups there, the homeschooling groups in the UK, of course, are saying they will strongly oppose this regulation. But how strongly will they oppose it?
Right.
Will they oppose it strong enough to where they will not obey the registration requirements for their children? I highly doubt it. But, of course, that's what it would take if you actually want to stop this kind of tyranny. It's going to take non-cooperation. Because how far are you going to let them go? If you let them go this far, when you have to register your kid, and then if they decide they want to do an investigation into your home for whatever arbitrary reason they want, because we've gotten reports, or maybe just a random selection, maybe they'll just choose you to come and investigate you and sniff you out. Oh, they might not like some of the things they find in your house. It may not be appropriate according to their standards, and so they might take your child from you. And if you went along with the registration program in the first place, then are you really going to be surprised when they finally do come and take your kids? So where is your line in the sand, homeschoolers? When will you stop obeying the regulations these bureaucrats are putting on you? Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.